Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Men's Room Podcast from TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. If, like me, you love a little deal, then you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money getting a 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes, such as TVs, gaming consoles, and even holidays. If you keep spending, you'll keep on saving. That's the Toolstation Club, so make sure you join today online, in-store or via the app. A bosh.
Welcome to the Men's Room Podcast, Adi Oladipo, Rory Jennings. Very special episode, this one. You guys want to get involved? Here's your time. This is it. This is your time to get involved. We put it out there on Rory's Twitter. Ask us some questions and we're going to try our best to answer those questions. Before we start, this is very important. We're not doctors. We're not therapists. We're just two geezers sitting in the pub. That's what we are.
No, absolutely.
Two geezers sitting in the pub and we're going to be honest with our answers.
This is the counsel that we would provide to a mate in a pub. We're not professional. We have no background in education on these issues, but we've cast the net out. I put it on Instagram and some people have sent in a few questions where they would some advice. Yeah. We're going to pick some of them. I'm going to keep it completely anonymous. And I will pick out some, Adi, that I think we can help with, and I'll ignore ones that are either offensive or
A few of those came in. Go on, first one.
I'm just looking at, so they're the names. I shouldn't read out there. I'm going to keep everybody anonymous, right?
Yes.
Okay, so first one we'll start with. Best way to keep motivated?
Ooh, that's a tough one as well.
I suppose there's an implication here in the question from M. Do you keep motivated? Before you can advise somebody on how to keep motivated, would you suggest that you do? Would you call yourself a motivated person?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Because I've got a crazy work ethic.
Why?
Because I remember where I was before.
Okay, there you go.
I remember where I was before, whether it be before I got into broadcasting or even into work, and I don't want to get there again. So I think my motivation is to continue to go that way. So I'd always work and hustle, if you like. You know what keeps me motivated, actually? Keeps me on the right track? My YouTube channel. There's something about waking up, doing a video, and then starting the day. So that's my thing. I wake up, have a coffee, do a YouTube video.
It's the anchor.
If I don't do the YouTube video, I feel like, oh, I've messed up the day. I've messed up the flow of the day somehow.
Have you done it today?
Done it today. It's uploaded. Boxing talk about it. No, it's Adi Oladipo now. I need the subs. So that's how I stay motivated.
Okay.
Just because, again, I don't want to go back to where I was. So many opportunities. We're very lucky to so many opportunities. But I feel like you've got to have an anchor to start the day. I think it's important. What about you?
Mine is only my family.
Oh, yeah.
Mine is only that. Like, I wasn't particularly motivated. I wasn't particularly interested in my career. And we've opted into an industry that is about the hustle. Like, this is the hustler's industry. And if you aren't prepared to put yourself out there, if you aren't prepared to be proactive and be on the front foot, you haven't really got a chance. And I was in this industry one way or another, you know, as an actor or working telly or even in YouTube. But I didn't really have the motivation or the hunger. Then my daughter was born and everything changed.
You motivate me. Have I told you that before? You motivate me. Like, when anyone ever talks about you, especially if they dare try and talk about you in some sort of form of negative, like, I'm saying, Rory's the hardest working person I've ever met.
We had those funny moments. I remember you did say that to me. Yeah. You said there was a time when you dropped me off at the station. You dropped me off at Stratford Station and we'd been together all day. Yeah. Like, we'd met at 9 and you dropped me off at Stratford Station at 10:30.
Yeah.
And I went trudging off. I remember it's boiling hot. It had been last summer.
Dude, I think we might have walked. I think we might have walked. We walked because Mr. Rory here moaned about the length of the walk.
We walked for miles round all around the marshland, round West Ham's grounds.
Yeah.
And that's when you said to me, you were like, this is the bit of sort of being a YouTuber that people
don't see.
You've been out all day and we're now walking to the station, boiling hot.
And I know you've got another hour plus to get home.
Yeah, I live the other side of London. Yeah.
So what would you say to someone? Look, I guess a lot of these people messaging in don't work in the entertainment or broadcast world, just have 9-to-5 jobs. A lot of people, because of the economy, are struggling as well to keep the lights on. How would they be motivated?
I mean, in order to keep motivated, I think having a goal is probably quite motivational. Thinking about what you want, whatever it is, you know, it might be something that's quite obtainable in terms of an immediate thing, maybe a purchase in a shop, or maybe a holiday, or it might be something that's grander and further in the holiday home in Spain. You know, something that you're building towards.
Monthly goals and then your yearly ones. Yeah, agreed.
I think goals is a good goals. So important. Goals are a good tactic.
Yeah, so important to do. All right, next one.
Next one, right?
Start.
What is an acceptable amount of football to watch if you have a significant other? This is blatantly from... I can use first names, right? This is from David, who has obviously had an argument regarding the amount of football that he watches, don't you think? Yeah.
It's funny because there was a tweet going around the other day. Someone tweeted... It's gone off. It's flew, this tweet. Like, why do men love sport? Like, I think the tweet
I've seen
was,
it.
Yeah. I can't understand why men love football.
Loads
sport
of people.
So
no, it's just sport because loads of people have quoted it with like an amazing knockout or something.
Yeah. An acceptable amount of football. You know what? Me and you were talking about this the other day. There's almost too much football going on right now. There's almost too much. Imagine this. Your other half has had the whole season and you've been screaming at the TV and then all of a sudden she thinks, oh, it's done. And then internationals are here. She's like, well, one second. It doesn't stop, does it?
Do you know what though? And to answer this person's question directly, I don't think you should watch any if you're inflicting it on someone else.
Yeah.
If I'm going to... My wife has absolutely no interest in football. In fact, she has a negative interest. Like, she doesn't want to know. Yeah. She doesn't want to watch it. I think it would be appalling for me to put it on and say, this is what we're watching. If I'm watching it, it's on the iPad in the other room. I'll go and watch it.
Okay.
But I would never inflict it.
But what if it's not inflicting it like that? What if it's inflicting in the sense that you're not with each other? So, yes, you're in the other room, but then... I guess it's the same thing because for 2 and a bit hours, whatever, you're not with each other.
I think there's a really easy rule. I've cracked it.
Go on, tell me.
Your team. Watch your team.
Yeah.
But you can't do that. You can't watch Borussia Mönchengladbach versus Mainz.
That's a joke.
You can't do that.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Your team is 90 minutes a week, maybe 2 90 minutes.
You might
minutes
have
a week.
Wednesday night, you might have a Saturday.
Yeah.
You can watch your team.
That should, you know what? That should be okay. David, talk to your missus. That should be fine. Yeah. 2 90-minute match. I mean, they watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, all that nonsense. They watch all that nonsense. We can't watch a bit of
footy. I'll tell you what I've got. Do you know what I've got in my house? And it drives me mad. The only way is Essex.
You've got that.
That's what's on in my house.
Is that because of she works
in
the shop?
Yeah, a little bit of that, but she's a fan.
Oh!
She's a fan. Yeah.
It's
definitely on. Similar vein. There's a cost of living crisis. Struggling for money. How will I budget for my season ticket next year, Rory?
You got your things in the wrong order, mate. Like, if there's a cost of living crisis, I get it. We all love our clubs and it's important. You don't go, mate. You don't go. Unless someone's going to throw you a bone and hook you up with it.
No, you go as and when. You go as and when.
So it's funny that I'm laughing. Cost of living crisis, you're talking about season ticket in the Premier League, which is over £1,000 nowadays.
I think your football ticket should be the most important thing in your life. It should be like your entire priority. Your entire life should focus around having your football season ticket. Yeah. It's so important of all of the things in your life that don't matter. It's the most important thing out of everything
of that don't matter.
Doesn't count.
What you need to do, and this is my advice to you, is 4 friends come together, you all put chip in, and you pick the games. You get the one
you have a season
everyone
ticket.
Gets
yeah,
a
yeah.
tier game. You get a Man United, you get Liverpool, whatever, and then you get the lower ones. That's what it should be. 4 guys come together.
Yeah, definitely do a half season ticket, can't you? You can definitely do a half.
You should be an accountant.
But yeah, that would be my approach to that kind of thing. It's the most important thing of all of the things that don't matter. So the things that matter are obviously, are you paying your rent?
Clothing,
you got, exactly.
Light,
exactly.
Rent. Yeah,
They're the things that matter. Football can be the most important thing.
I will say this though, you're hardcore. He's hardcore football. Cost of living crisis and he's thinking about a season ticket.
It's an interesting one. It's from Jake.
Go on.
Can I just check, Addy? Should I be saying first names? That's fine, right? First name's fine. Okay.
First name's fine.
This is from Jake.
Unless it's Adetokunbo.
No, then it's quite identifiable. But Jake, there's plenty of Jakes about.
There's plenty of Jakes.
Right. How do you both evaluate when to take risks versus consolidating to achieve success in life?
Is that from your burner account? That's a good question.
Mate, I'm not clever enough to even acknowledge when to take risks. Although, weirdly, this is so odd. I was talking a little bit about this with my missus recently because I got quite lucky when I was young, right? And I was just saying, I was using it as a way to demonstrate my personality compared to people who are a little bit more adventurous. Me and my good mate, and a brilliant actor, right, a guy called Elliot Jordan, we both earned some money in EastEnders at a similar time in our life. And what we were talking about doing was going to America. Mm. A lot of young English actors go over for pilot season. And me and Elliot both came into some money that meant that we could afford to go and do that. When the money landed and I saw it, I kept going around a cash point. I kept like looking at it. I was like, looking at that.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't go to LA. That feels such a, it feels like a lottery. Like I might go over there in the way that Andrew Garfield did and end up being Spider-Man, right? Andrew Garfield was on the circuit with us. He went, he took the risk and bang, look at him go. Dan Kaluuya, look at him go. It could happen. But my personality, I was looking at this money and I was like, it fritters away in LA very quickly. Mm. I could buy a flat, not outright, but I could get a flat. I could put this money down and I could go to LA for 6 months, or I could put this money down on a property. And I was like,
what'd you do?
Consolidate. I've never been.
What did he do?
My mate went.
And what happened?
He is still an actor, but it didn't land. But then, but just to the other side of that, Dan Kaluuya went, look at him. He's won an Oscar.
Yeah.
Andrew Garfield went. Yeah. He's Spider-Man. Like, people within our world.
It's a thin line, isn't it?
People within our world went, took the risk, and have never moved back.
I think my, like now for us, in terms of risk taking, mine's a lot easier than you. I can take a risk because I have no wife and kids. I can do it. I can live off, and I've done it. I can live off rice and mackerel for a year. Not a problem. Not a problem. I can take a risk with it. I guess if you've got a family, it's difficult to take a risk like that. You can't just do that.
But the stakes are higher and you need to succeed. So maybe you have to take the risk. It's difficult, mate, because you know, ultimately, if you don't have dependents, you're always going to be all right. Yeah. Whereas when you do have dependents, you have to make it. And maybe the risk is therefore more worthwhile because of the payoff. But
I think I'm a risk taker, but I always weigh up the risk reward factor with it. It's funny with my risk nowadays, it's got so I take so many risks that I'm like, if it's not, this is going to sound extreme, if it's not death or jail, what's the worst that can happen? Because I've been broke, I've been dead broke where there's been nothing in the account, and we've always seemed to have found a way to find money somewhere. So I don't mind taking a risk. I'm not like Tom Skinner, a wheeler dealer, but I'll always take a risk.
There's a risk taker.
There's a risk taker.
Like, That's not me.
That's not me.
And I'm delighted to say that I don't think I'm speaking out of line here. I'm sure Tom would agree with this. The wolf's not at his door, right? He's got a lovely watch. He's doing well. He's got a few quid. He was always going to either do that or be brassic. You know, people like that. I think Alan Sugar would be an example of that. Yeah. They were always going to be caked or brassic because they're risk takers.
There must be so many people on the stock exchange that are either on the line where they could be multimillionaires or they file for bankruptcy.
So this chap, I imagine, has messaged us. Let me just find it again. This is from Jake. How do you both evaluate when to take risks versus consolidating? I imagine that Jake is in a dilemma now, don't you? Like, this must be something current in his life.
Yeah.
Would you, without knowing the specifics, would you suggest taking that risk or consolidating to achieve success in life?
We need almost a bit more information. Again, taking that risk in my position, I would always take a risk.
Mm.
But that's because I've only got one mouth to feed and I know what my rent is.
Try and do both. Try and consolidate. Try and make sure that the rent's sorted.
Have a little bit but then, tucked away.
Yeah, but then also roll that dice.
Because if you don't roll that dice, you're always going to live with regret that you've not rolled that dice.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Men's Room podcast on TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. This is your little reminder that you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store, or via the app. You might be thinking, why would I sign up? But I'm glad you asked. At Toolstation, if you keep spending, you keep on saving. Signing up means that not only will you get a lovely 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, but there are thousands of prizes to be won. So that's the Toolstation Club, so make sure you join today online, in-store, or via the app.
Here is an interesting one.
Go on.
From JR, it says, how do I keep justifying my trips to watch West Ham in Europe, but I can't afford a holiday with my girlfriend?
Yeah, you might need to split up.
Eddie, hang on a minute, mate. That is not, hang on, that's
why
not it.
Split up? There's no justification for it.
That's not it.
He's picking West Ham over his girlfriend.
That's the problem.
You're saying the answer is don't do what he wants to do, which gives him so much joy in life, which he's obviously clearly chosen which one he prefers the most. He prefers West Ham away in Europe over time with his girlfriend. Pick one.
I would say, okay, I'm gonna try and do this more adult than you, which is the first time ever for our relationship.
Yeah.
The answer, in my opinion here, Rob, is compromise. So don't do, when the Europa League starts very soon, you don't need to do the first one.
Why?
Don't do any until the knockout.
Well, one second,
so that you can take your missus on holiday. What do you mean, why? So that he has a relationship.
Rob, this is easy as a Chelsea fan. They go, they're in Europe every single season. As a West Ham fan, this comes along once in a blue moon. If West Ham are away in Europe, go. Because it ain't going to happen every single year. Live it, because you know what? It might not happen
so
for the next 20
years.
This
is gone wrong. Effectively, what's going to happen here? This chap is going to end up single because of your advice. He's going to end up single, but on every West Ham trip.
No, he'll end up single for a year because West Ham will only be in Europe for a couple of years. Give her a call, check where she is.
Okay.
Say, I'm back. Oh, West Ham not there.
This is... One kid is very hard, but I'm thinking a sibling might be nice. Should I have a second kid? No. Mate, I can't give you advice on this.
No, it's selfish.
I can't
it's
give
selfish.
Advice. I can only tell you my opinion.
I think we've both got different opinions. I've got siblings.
How many?
I've got 3 sisters, 2 brothers. And to be in the family, sort of growing up around them in my teens and my early childhood, fun, energetic, parks, parties, even the fights were fun.
Yep, I can...
I can't imagine doing that by myself.
I'm looking at it strictly from a selfish perspective. I'm looking at it from a parent's perspective.
Rory used to come with bags to work. Look, you actually look good now. Look how refreshed you look. I remember when your daughter was born. Jeez, mate. You aged a lot.
I mean, I'm not having another kid.
You're going to do that?
No, I'm really looking forward to a vasectomy. It's amazing. I'm genuinely like, you know when you go to sleep at night and you kind of like fantasize about the good things in, like, for me, it might be Chelsea winning the European Cup or maybe winning the World Series of Poker or whatever, right? The other thing I really look forward to, a vasectomy.
What if your daughter gets to an age and she's getting there now where she's like, Mummy, Daddy, I want a brother or sister. Would you adopt then?
No, mate, I don't want another child in my life.
That's it. Selfish.
Hang on. There's another angle here. It's potentially, you could spin it that way. But genuinely, this isn't me just saying it. You know, with one kid, I can give my daughter a really good life. Mm. Like, genuinely, like the life that I can afford her.
It's not a bad life now. A little horse riding and all that kind of stuff.
That's what I mean, though. I can do all that because I've got one. You know, if you double it in cost, like, they're dear, mate. They're really dear.
Yeah, all they do, basically, what my mum did to me, give me hand-you-downs. So I was wearing my brother's trainers, my brother's jackets. clothes.
Everything is there, Ad. Okay. Trust me. Everything is.
So what are we saying to him? No more kids.
I'm not saying to him at all. No more kids. I'm saying to him
that you wouldn't
do what you like.
Yeah.
But to me, I'm just going to say what I'm doing. I'm fantasizing about a vasectomy. Mate, do you know how mental this is? It's an operation on my bollocks, and I am really up for it. That's how scarred I am by
all
how hard.
All I can hear is pain. And
mate, it was
pain.
So painful. The first 18 months of
I was there,
life.
I was around, I saw you every day at work.
I couldn't cope. I honestly couldn't cope.
Next one. These are fun, by the way. We need to do more of these. These are good.
How do you... Oh, hang on a minute. That's more kid stuff. I'm getting a lot of kid stuff. You have both done very well for yourself.
This is from
Dan. You've both done very well for yourself. Do you have any general career advice?
Save the money. I don't spend stupidly, just because I'm always worried about where the next paycheck's going to come from. But when money does come in, I always make sure I put it away. It's weird. I don't actually put it away anywhere specifically, but I don't spend it. So almost prepare for that rainy day, especially in this industry where.
And what about getting there? I think this question. I think that's going to be useful advice, but I think this is a little bit...
What, more of how we got to
it? I think so. So do really you have any... Again? You've both done very well for yourself. Do you have any general career advice?
Okay. You know what it is with me and Rory? We're both just hustlers. Chances. That we feel like we're going to get found out sooner or later. They've given us a show on TalkSport. We're like, what are they doing? Prime time. Like, how are we there? Honestly, though... We work hard, like seriously hard. And it's funny, sometimes I wish there could be like a behind the scenes camera just following me for a day of what we're doing.
General career advice, I would say always be punctual. Seriously.
Are you punctual?
Yeah,
you are.
I'm always punctual.
You are quite punctual.
Mate, you've got to, just for the record, by the way, I can kind of feel a glare from our producers here.
Yeah, yeah.
Just for the record, I was here 20 minutes early. I was just waiting. I was waiting in the car. I was literally around the corner. I was just waiting.
Well, waiting for what?
For you.
1 second. Sorry. So again, to the producers. Now you've done that. I was. This is a hard
you
worker.
You were busy. You
this
were busy
is a hard
working. Yeah.
Hand, producers. I was doing a show before this.
Nobody said anything about your punctuality.
Well, you just mentioned that you were waiting for me.
I was waiting for you to finish the show that you were doing.
So you didn't. Why didn't you add that bit into it?
I was waiting
then?
For Addy to finish the show that he was doing with Simon Jordan.
There you go.
I just sat in the prep, but I was in. I was here 20 minutes early.
I got into punctuality. Yep. Yeah.
Be nice. I've got three tips, right? And you'll go a long way working in telly if you stick to these three tips. Be nice, be punctual, don't nick anything.
Since when was the last one something?
Since somebody I know might have got caught nicking the cartridges that you put in a printer and selling them.
Quite important. Those cartridges are expensive.
Yeah.
Nicking
them out of an office and selling them.
Why would they...
Mate, he's on a
not even just for keeping them. Not even keeping
them
for himself.
No, he's selling them. But like, basically, he lost his career in telly. But if you turn up and you're nice and you're punctual and you don't thieve, you'll be absolutely
and by the way, because I was 10 years working for my local council without no goals and aspirations. You can get stuck in a role like that. Have goals and aspirations. Please, please write them down and just target them and try and do everything you can to reach them. Don't be stuck in a rut like I was.
This is a good one. Right. Charlie. My missus is dreaming of a massive wedding, but I want to keep it small and intimate. What do we do?
Don't get married.
My advice is just...
Be honest.
I think grow up as the bloke.
No, you know
it's not
what
about
it is,
you. It's about your missus has been dreaming of this day for all of her life, probably.
But you like, can't afford it. You can't afford it.
He doesn't mention money, in fairness. He just says, my missus is dreaming of a massive wedding.
Who's called Charlie. So the wedding day is for the woman, then? Yeah, it's just all ladies. The man has no input in this. He wants a small...
80-20.
Shouldn't they compromise?
80-20, women's favour.
Okay, then let it go... Shouldn't they compromise then a little bit?
I would say, again, with my... I'd say give your missus the wedding that she wants. Because ultimately, you're going to have a great day, aren't you? You're going to be drinking champagne with your mates at a reception, probably on a roof terrace.
I agree with you. Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
Happy wife, happy life. Just do it. Close your eyes. Get on with it. And yeah, because she'll always bring it up. If you go small, wedding... She'll always bring it up, especially when she goes to her friends' weddings and they're big.
Yeah.
Yeah, go big.
Oh, this is a good one. On Twitter, this is from Jack. On Twitter, I got trolled for giving a football opinion that turned out to be terrible.
Oh, it's you in it. He's taking the mick out of you. It has to be.
Do you have any advice for coping with trolls?
Oh, okay. No, it's an interesting... My advice nowadays is I press that mute button and block button so quick. It's just the perfect button that Twitter invented. Don't even get involved in it. Mute,
do you move on, block. Do you not find though now? So I occasionally somebody will get blocked, but now I don't even look. You know, you click the at column.
Okay, so it tells you, yeah.
Like, I look at Twitter, but I look at my like home feed. I don't even look at the at. So the only annoying thing about that would be, you know, if you were to at me on Twitter, I probably don't see it.
Yeah.
But I don't even look at that page.
Some people can't be tagged in tweets as well. Like, that's more for people with massive followers. They can't be tagged in tweets. But yeah, I just honestly, I feel like for your own mental health, sometimes just mute people.
Do you care?
Mute. Sometimes, especially if it's, I don't mind the usual ones, like, oh, Ade was crap, but I don't really care about that because that's your opinion. But when it's like, I'm going back and forth about something and someone jumps in and tries to attack my knowledge of a sport, I do a little bit.
No, but that, again, that would be fine, wouldn't it? Because that would be, politely, they politely contradict what you're saying.
No one does something politely on Twitter.
No, but if somebody were to just come at you, so you give a footballing opinion, somebody were to suggest that your footballing opinion was wrong. You were actually involved in a debate the other day. I thought you were correct. Which I won. In my opinion, you won.
No, I won.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So you were having a debate about how good is Riyad Mahrez effectively. Yeah. You were calling him world class, and somebody took issue with that.
Yeah.
That was done in a very reasonable way.
Yeah, yeah.
But what about trolls? What about if somebody were to attack you?
What I don't like is, for some reason, we could be having a debate, which debates are fine. Love them. In fact, that's part of the good stuff surrounding Twitter. It's when people somehow chuck abuse in there.
Yeah. How does that bother you?
Big time.
So if somebody were to insult you, make it personal.
Yeah, and I'm like, why are we doing this? But then I realise, you know, I don't know what the average age of my Twitter following is, but it certainly isn't 42. Yeah. So I'd realise I'm dealing with youngsters. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So that's probably what it is. But I think, look, that mute button has been invented for a reason. Just mute some people.
So block would be your tip.
Wonderful. And it's funny, these trolls, they take pride in being blocked. Hey, got him, he's blocked me. And I'm like,
You can only use that once though, can't you? Like, what? Yeah, oh, that thing. The person can only say, oh, I've won, I've been blocked, because then they can't talk to you ever. They're literally gone from your life
ever again. And then you see them outside,
I had that recently. I had a very funny one recently for that. Someone approached me on a tube, right? I was on a Jubilee line. Somebody asked for a picture, and I said, yeah, of course, you know, nice to meet you. Had a football chat for a distance, right? Green Park to Baker Street. It's a distance, right?
A couple of stops, right?
Yeah. Had a good chat. And just before I got off, I gave him the old fist bump and off I got. He went, mate, can I just ask you a question? I'm gone. He went, would you do me a favour? Would you unblock me on Twitter? I went, wow. I went, no. I don't know why I've blocked you.
But we've
had like a very reasonable, very rational, quite an interesting chat. See? You've had a picture. I was going to reshare it on Instagram, you know, like. And then obviously at some point over the past, decade?
And for you to press block, he's done something a bit. He's crossed the line.
Because you don't
do the block.
Oh, no, I'm a blocker.
Are you a blocker?
No, I'm the opposite.
Are you a blocker?
Oh, yeah. Oh. I block people that don't even talk to me if I just don't want to see their stuff.
Can you unblock me as well, please? All right, last one.
Right, last one. Let me find, I'm going to find the...
Find a good one. Find a good one.
Find a very good
find
one.
Find a good one.
I'm a massive football fan and I'm currently living in Australia. This is David.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth me moving to the UK, or do you think it's too risky and I should stay in Australia?
It's a bit more... I know Twitter doesn't have a lot of room for you to say a tweet in full, but I need a bit more information, David. Do you know what I mean?
I think the answer I know, though.
Is no.
The answer is no. Move to the UK for many reasons, but not just for football. Yeah. Like, move for employment and adventure and fun and football, but don't move for football.
Yeah.
Surely.
I mean, yeah.
I'm being sensible here, right?
No, you can, as you say, like, you can, you know, come over here once in a blue moon to watch a game. Like, pick a game in the calendar.
It's like you've got a real soft spot for the basketball, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the bloody NBA.
Yeah.
I want to go to America. Yeah. Just because I'm an NBA fan. No. I would go over to watch the Lakers versus the Warriors. I'll pick a date and, like, I'm going to go for that one. So that's what you should do. What's his name?
His name is David, I believe.
David. That's what you should do, David, as well.
Yeah.
I think that was good.
It's lovely.
I think we...
Interesting.
I think we give solid advice.
I do as well. But remember, we are not professionals. This is merely our opinion.
Yeah. We're not professionals at anything.
No.
Yeah. Although you are getting close to being a professional poker player.
Oh, I wish.
You're good though, aren't you?
No, not compared to the best. I'm all right.
No, Rory's right though, just to kind of second that. We're not professionals, we're not therapists, we're not doctors. We're just giving you our advice from our own experiences.
It's been good fun.
I've had good fun as well with it. That's it. Another episode of The Men's Room is in the can. Do me a favour on this one. If you are watching this on YouTube, make sure you like, share, leave a comment. It all helps. Please give us a thumbs up as well. And remember, you can download this episode from wherever you download your podcast from. We'll see you on another episode of The Men's Room very, very soon.
Toolstation are the proud sponsors of the Men's Room podcast on TalkSport. Join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money getting a 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes such as TVs, gaming consoles and even holidays. If all that isn't enough, then remember, if you sign up, then you will get loads of exclusive discounts that aren't available anywhere else. That's the Toolstation Club. So make sure you join today, online, in-store, or via the app.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello? Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.